carolinephipps.com.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host. And now joining us on the telephone, filled with inner elegance and ready to teach us how to use it, is our monthly guest, Caroline Phipps, celebrating 10 years as the founder of Living with Inner Elegance. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick. How's one of the more elegant people I know this morning?
You'd have to ask them. I could tell you how I'm doing.
Oh, you're so modest, Mr. Up and Running Morning Show.
Yeah, sure. Well, I do the best I can, and we all falter sometimes, and I know for a fact that it's hard to do things all the time alone.
Well, it is. It's hard to be always aligned and acting with, everything aligned and a certain type of elegance and integrity. And I think often we get into a situation where all of a sudden we've kind of lost our way a little bit and we're in a conflict. Mm. And the first thing that happens in a situation like that, if there are ruffled feathers or, you know, some kind of a situation where we're not getting on too well with other people, there's always this idea of withdrawal and isolation. And the last thing we want to do is to get together. But the most important thing, or one of the most important things in this life, is that we come together and work together. Because going it alone is really a recipe for a lot of loneliness and miscommunication and conflict. And I think it's interesting at the beginning of 2024 that we look back on 2023 and see that it was meant to be a year when life got back to some kind of post-pandemic normal. And, you know, we were all going to get back to how things were. And instead we had the headlines of the loneliness epidemic and conflicts springing up and lots of miscommunication. And all of the things that we're trying to deal with today, the big things like climate change and pandemic residue and the polarization that we're all witnessing, they all require collaboration and cooperation to address, to start to work out how we're going to go forward. And it made me wonder a little bit why so many people are choosing deliberately to go it alone and to isolate themselves, and why that sort of spirit of rugged individualism, I did it my way kind of idea that, you know, throughout history has a great deal of reverence for self-reliance. It made me wonder why we're in this kind of duality where the times are calling for us to get together, and so many people and political systems are choosing to go it alone. And I think it's got a great deal to do with the idea of being a very egocentric about our lives. We are the center of the universe. We are invincible and we are entitled, and our world matters, but the needs of other people do not. So there's this kind of idea of separateness and specialness, which you can see all around with. It used to be more to do with conquering and pioneering. But today that just translates into, you know, a desire for material gain and celebrity and political power. Mm. And this idea of separateness and specialness is also constantly worked on in much of our advertising, because I've noticed today when you see a commercial, let's say, these days for a perfume or, you know, a beautiful vacation, mm. it used to be that you saw a couple or a family or a group of people somehow, or something sort of romantic with other people. Oh. But now I've noticed that even romantic perfume commercials, it's often some incredibly glamorous and beautiful man or woman completely alone in a pristine environment with everybody else gone. Mm.
Or looking at themselves longingly in the mirror.
Well, yes, exactly. There's that too, which is such an interesting visual on that kind of sense of I am the center of my world.
That's it, yeah. Very narcissistic.
And it's delusional and damaging to think that we are special and exclusive. And I've noticed that many folks who are choosing to go that way are really, in a way, fearful about sharing things with other people. Hmm. And so they go out on their own and try things alone without sharing what they have. And then what happens is they don't get to share and collaborate with other folk. So it's not a position of strength. It ends up becoming a position of actually great weakness to be going alone. Human beings are meant to be collaborators. We're designed to be connected. We always feel better when we're in a state of connection. I mean, just watch a really great concert with everybody singing along to the same song.
Yeah. Well, the word concert itself is people together enjoying something at the same time.
And it's such a great feeling, isn't it? Yeah. That sense of a whole, you know, theater or auditorium all on the same page. It's such a thrill.
It is. And that's why we go back for more.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
But if you're a consumer and you like to eat, you'll find so many different things that tell you that you're the one and have it your way, and how everything is very for you only.
Yes, yeah, and so much of the allure of advertising and the glamour of situations is that you are special, you are entitled, and it's your world, and it's all about you.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, I attended a workshop, and it was one of those experiential workshops where we were in an arena.
Okay.
And we had to manifest in any way we could how we were feeling about our organization in about 5 minutes. And there were lots of different groups of people, and we had to use what there was in the arena. And by the time it came to us, we were right at the end, there was, you know, just a little sort of crate and a jam jar. Mm. And there were three of us in our group. And so what we did was we had 5 minutes to work out how we were going to show everybody else how we felt about our work and our business. And we zipped off and picked a flower and put it in the jam jar and just held hands awkwardly around this crate. And it was really awkward and uncomfortable. And we were asked how we felt, and it was claustrophobic and awkward and unable to do anything, and we felt stuck. And then there was a lady in the group who was a native Indian And she stepped into our group and took the hands of two of us, and we were able to stand up and step back and actually look at each other. And she changed the chemistry completely by coming to help us and expanding our group. And it was so powerful that one of the people I worked with burst into tears. And it was such a manifestation, a physical manifestation of how we all felt, you know, emotionally. It was such a powerful thing that I've never forgotten it. And I think it behooves us all to remember that working together and sharing makes us so much stronger and more able to be creative. Mm. We get all sorts of ideas and opportunities from other people.
Yeah,
we get access to networks that mm-hmm. we never knew possible, you know?
And it's very important to be observant of other people and their condition and their well-being as well, because you'll learn a lot just from that, whether they're in a good mood or a bad mood or anywhere in between. You just never know. So it's kind of, it's interesting to feel this stuff out.
Well, I think it is, and I think one of the things that we try to do on the inelegant side of life, and, you know, we all have a lot of inelegance in us. I think one of the things that the Elegance Initiative tries to do is step into that space that we have where we can observe ourselves and How am I doing here? How did I just react to that? How did I get dragged into this when it's counterproductive? So one of the important things about living with inner elegance is just that sort of awareness that it's always there and available to us, no matter how hard the going gets.
Yeah, just like that woman who stepped in, saw you guys struggling, and just added a little different energy to the project you were working on and changed everyone's well-being.
And it was so interesting because she was so gentle about it all. You know, it was such a wise and thoughtful move.
But she observed you guys struggling and then came in and offered anything she could to help, which
I think
that's what's important about looking around you and being observant. And you never know where you can lend a helping hand or a thoughtful piece of advice without getting too deep. But you may be that person who adds or changes somebody's day just from a couple of words or a gesture or a smile.
Yeah, I think that happens a great deal, and we have no real idea, sort of beyond our immediate circle of people, the effect that we have on other people all the time. As you say, just meeting somebody in the supermarket and being kind, they may then be very kind to somebody in return when they get home. And then that can have a knock-on effect to everybody else in that orbit. And it really does matter. And I think that one of the significant things about the sort of elegant movement is that every single thing we do, we have the choice to take it in a positive direction or not. Mm. And it comes down even to the smallest things, like how we pick up the phone, how we write an email, how we talk to somebody, how we make eye contact on the street. These lives of ours are just one thing they are, is packed with opportunities to step up to the plate and to contribute to making things better in our world. And we're in some very tumultuous times.
Yeah.
And I think it's important that we remember we're not hopeless and helpless, and we don't have to go home and crawl under a duvet. We are part of all of it. We're all connected, and we all have a role to play. And nobody is more special than anybody else. We all have special gifts to bring.
Mm. True. And why keep it all to yourself? Share your special gifts like you do, Caroline, with all of us. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And I would ask people to go to our brand new website, carolinephipps.com.
Okay.
It's a thing of great beauty, and I'm extremely proud of it, and we're extremely proud of it here. And it looks beautiful, and it's packed with all sorts of wonderful advice and inspiration and our archive, Rick.
Wow. Yeah. It's going back more than 10 years.
Yes, yes. You and I have been working together for a long, long time.
Yeah. So that's amazing to me. And I know from just checking out some of the archives in the past where you've told me, like, Rick, you should check this out. Like, some of these have thousands of listens. And I was like, no way. And then looked, and you can see the number. And it went from, like, 2,000 to 6,000 and beyond. And, well, I'm quite blown away. So thanks for all the support out there. And thanks for supporting Caroline Phipps and this radio station. We appreciate that.
So I would ask people, please, to go to the website, go to Caroline Phipps' YouTube channel and subscribe. And together, we are making a difference.
Mm.
So we need to, I think, come together and keep the faith around all of that. And together, we are making a difference, and we are making the world more elegant.
Together we will stand.
Exactly. Such a great line.
Mm. Well, Caroline.
And Martin Luther King said, did he not? We come together as brothers and sisters, or we perish as fools. And I don't think truer words were ever spoken.
Mm. No more words should be said from us. We now.
Indeed.
Caroline. Thank you so much for being our guest here on the Up and Running Morning Show. It's a pleasure each and every month. I look forward to it. I know that listeners do as well. Congratulations on 10 years as the founder of Living with Inner Elegance. I applaud you on your great work and bringing people words that they can digest. And, well, as we said years ago, put these little tools in their emotional toolbox and be ready to use it at any time. So thank you for that opportunity.
Well, thank you. And thank you so much, Rick, for a great decade. And I'm looking forward to the next one.
All right. Me too. Me too. Caroline@CarolinePhipps.com. Send her an email if you have any questions. Monthly chooses one email and gives a free consultation. So send your emails, caroline@carolinephipps.com. Check out the website. Listen to archives of Caroline and I chatting going way back, and support Living with Inner Elegance. And you too can do the same. Thanks, Caroline.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate you.
Thank you. And I the same. All the best. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I am Rick. That was Caroline. And we'll be right back.
CarolinePhipps.com.